开始前，我想提醒一下大家，可以在 description 里找到本期节目的 transcript。讲到名字，那就得从第一个字姓名里的姓说起。所有的中国人都有姓和名，如果仔细观察，你可以发现姓这个字的组成是一个女和一个生，从字面上就表明了我是从哪里来。姓氏也是一个人身份的标志，是一种区分血缘群体的标志。 Just like in the West, every Chinese name consists of a family name, 姓 and a name, 名. If you look closely at the character 姓, interestingly, you will notice that the character is a combination of a woman, 女, and 生, which means birth. 中国人对自己的姓可是非常执着的，所以才会有姓不更名，坐不改姓的说法，指任何情况下都不能隐瞒自己的真实姓名，形容为人处事光明磊落。这里面的坐，坐不改姓里的坐是指连坐。连坐是什么意思呢？连坐是一个集体受罚的刑法制度 collective punishment， 意思就是就算诛灭宗族时，也不能因为被连坐而改姓求免。 The toughest punishment in ancient China is sentencing the whole family to death, the whole clan. So 坐不改姓 means that the Chinese even refuse to change the family name to avoid the collective punishment。我们常用的姓氏大概有3050个，其中包含李、王、张、刘、陈、杨、黄、赵、周、吴等10个大姓。这10个大姓占了中国总人口的40%。So the family name is a way where we can trace back to the origin. In China, there are approximately 3,050 family names. The first 10 family names represents around 40% of the whole population.
对姓氏的重视，其实是背后对于宗族以及血缘的一种认同。所以说到中国人的起名方法，我们不得不先提到宗族观念、族谱和辈分。这也可能也是为什么中国文化能够持续几千年传承的原因。
The emphasis on family names represents the importance of the family clan. When it comes to understanding the method of naming in China, we have to talk about the concept of the family clan.The concept of the family clan in China may also be the reason why the Chinese culture has lasted for thousands of years.
那宗族是什么？
So what is the Chinese kin or the Chinese clan?
宗族是指一群拥有共同祖先、姓氏并居住在同一个区域的一群人。一个宗族可以包含很多个家庭，形成一个非常大的部落，着重团结互助。
Briefly, it is a group of related Chinese people with a common surname sharing a common ancestor. Surname.
姓氏 a common ancestor, 共同祖先 ancestor, 祖先。为了管理并维持凝聚力，家族会拟写族谱。族谱
basically a family organization chart.
族谱就相当记载了你所在的这个宗族里所有人员以及重要事件的历史记载。如果你还能找到自己家族的族谱，那你也不再需要通过吐一口口水，然后寄给 DNA 检测机构来了解自己的来源。族谱相当于家族的日记，你也可以看到某某年发生的所有的事情，你也可以看到你的家族有哪些精彩的历史，或许你甚至可以通过族谱来解答许多对自己的疑惑。当然，有些记载也有可能是你爷爷的爷爷的爷爷的爷爷为了给自己的家世增光并造假了一些事情。
So for the purpose of management, the Chinese families will draft a family organization chart, also known as 族谱。A 族谱 is a historical record of all the people and all the important events or milestones in your family, in your clan. If you can still find your 族谱, then you no longer need to spit in a tube and send it to a DNA testing agency to find out about your origins. A 族谱 is equivalent to a family diary. You can see what happened in the past, you can see the wonderful history of your family, and perhaps you can even use the 族谱 to answer many questions about yourself. Of course, there could be a lot of false records,Since that, perhaps your great-great-great-great-grandfather was not as successful, and he would like to tell the next generation some fake but glorious stories.
在中国历史上被保存最完整的族谱，也是全世界历史最久的族谱，就是孔子世家谱。孔子世家谱也被吉尼斯世界纪录认可为全世界历史最悠久的族谱。
The most complete 族谱 preserved in Chinese history, and also the oldest 族谱 in the world,is the famous Confucius 族谱。The Confucius 族谱 has also been recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest 族谱 in the world.
前面讲到除了族谱能告诉你发生了什么重要事情之外， 它同时也是一个巨大的家族组织结构图。族谱记载了家族开始至今的血缘发展过程，它可不像你的 human resource 的系统记载着 CEO 是谁，总监是谁，它记载着是每一个职位所有的来龙去脉，比如这个 CEO 之前所有的历任 CEO， 以及所有 CEO 的亲属关系，以及他们后代们的社会地位、婚姻关系等等等等。族谱 records every generation of the family, all the way from the origin starting point of the family. It is not like your daily human resource system that only records who the CEO is or who the director is. It records all the in and outs of each position. For example, all the previous CEOs before the present CEO, as well as the family relatives of all the CEOs, as well as the social status of their descendants, their marital relationships, and so on.中文名一般有三个字组成，第一个字也就是姓氏 the family name， 第二个字就是字辈，字辈可以帮助我们追根溯源找到自己的族人，第三个字也就是名字中的名，这也是三个字中唯一能有创作空间的字，用来赋予名字更多的内涵。 Chinese names are generally composed of three characters. The first character is the family name. The second character marks which generation of the family you're classified inAre you iPhone 3 or the latest iPhone 15? So basically, you have no choice of creative input on the first two characters. The third character is the one that can give you the name some personal taste.
起名字在古代是一件非常非常慎重的事情，也是中国历史能够一直传承的非常重要的一个原因。如今很多人对名字没有那么多的讲究，只求朗朗上口，所以就会有很多类似于婷婷、静静这类通俗简单的名字。这也是为什么现在有非常多聪明的人。
Naming was a very significant thing in ancient Chinese times. Actually, it was very important all the way until the 60s in modern China. And it is also a very important reason why Chinese history can be passed on. However, nowadays, many people stop following the traditional rules and just wanted the name to be catchy. And at the same time, this caused a lot of people with identical names.
古人当初制定姓辈字派也是为了不重名。姓辈字派是名字中的第二个字，字辈是由祖辈定下的一代代传承，这样做能保证大家的名字都有区别，几代后的某个孙子不会与爷爷或者爷爷的爷爷重名，并且当后人一提起名字的时候就知道这个人是哪一代的。
Having setting the second character of the name as the character to differentiate generations ensures that everyone's name is differentand that a grandson a few generations later would not have the same name as the grandpa or the great-great-grandfather.
那么字辈是怎么定义的呢？
So how do Chinese personalize the second character to differentiate generations? There are a couple types.
第一种是以家训作为基底的字辈，用来指导后辈的德行。
The first type is based on family values and is used to guide the virtues of younger generations.
比如 for example, 忠 loyalty, 孝 respect for one's parents or elders, 礼 respect, 义 righteousness, 信 trust, 仁 altruistic, 等字。比如忠、孝、礼、义、信、仁等字。从字面上也能看出祖辈希望家族后代能够言行一致，行君子之道。让我想一下用这些字辈的一些名人，比如 NVIDIA 英伟达的创始人黄仁勋先生，比如台积电的创始人张忠谋先生。第二种是祖辈希望家族万事昌隆，传承不衰。
The second type is to hope the family will prosper.
这种可能相对更普遍一些，因为在传统的中国文化中，大家都希望家族香火旺盛。这种会用到永、传、昌、盛、兴、延、续、成等字。
永 means eternal, 传 means passing on, 昌 means flourishing, 盛 means prosperous, 兴 means prevail, 延 means prolong, 继 means continue,成 means inherit.
这也让我想起了台塑集团的创始人王永庆先生的王永庆，永永就是 eternal 的意思，王永庆先生永。第三种是以身体健康吉祥富贵的含义发展。
The third type focuses on good health and joy.
比如福禄寿吉
祥、贤等字。福 means lucky， 禄 means good fortune， 寿 means longevity， 吉 means lucky as well， 祥 means auspicious， 贤 means worthy。这几个字我一下子还无法想到某个名人，你们可以帮我补充一下。第四种是以感恩祖先和国家的含义。The fourth type focuses on the gratitude to ancestors or the country， 比如泽、祖、贤、荣、恩、启、先等字。祖 means ancestor， 荣 means honor， 恩 means kindness， 启 means enlighten。 这个比较简单，这个让我很容易想到几个名人，比如中国的主席毛泽东先生和江泽民先生。第五种我觉得挺特别的，就是用对联或者诗词来定义的自卑。 The fifth type I think is quite special. It is made up of Chinese poems. 比如赫氏宗族的十六字牌碑，大言良氏，文学兴邦，光宗耀祖，世代永昌。中国的起名是不是很有意思？简简单单的三个字背后却有着极其丰富的含义。不过在90年代后至今，中国的姓名也越来越个性化，甚至会用到父母双方的姓氏。我也很好奇在你们的国家是否有类似的取名方式呢？如果有的话，大家可以在 The Chinese Talk Lab 的 Instagram 上跟我们分享。如果你已经听到这，说明你觉得内容还不错。如果你想支持我制作更多的内容，也请大家在我的 Patreon page 上订阅 The Chinese Talk Lab. If you're still with me, it means that you feel the content is pretty good. Or perhaps you just want to hear my voice. But either way, if you want to support me in making more interesting content about China, please subscribe to The Chinese Talk Lab on my Patreon page.祝大家周末愉快 and have a great weekend. See you next time.